Yes, I just want to finish up this sugya relating to, based on this statement of the Kesef Mishnah relating to the Isser Bishul Basur Chalav, Isser Achila. I brought in, we didn't have it yesterday, I brought in the Sefer Yalku Yosef, or Vlad Yosef, on Kavis Piskei Halacha on these matters. So on Tzahar Simen, it's organized, it's not on the whole Basur Chalav, only goes up to Simen Tzadi. So it's not too much that we have, but where we have it, of course, it's, because he quotes everything. But anyway, so he has in Os, it's Siman Pei Zayin, and on Os Chav Dalin, he says the following. I spoke it out, just read it too quickly. Kior, right? Meaning Karas Hamidbach, the kitchen sink. She Nistam Mishar Machal, it's clogged up with the food particles, you know, the drain. Yitochen Sheish Benekav Akior Shori Shuman Mishori Green, and maybe what's clogged up in there is, you know, fat for meat and also cheese. Talking about obviously the person only one sink. The roads a lishpo of mayim roast. We clearly shall pesach kiyor telahami says a shumaligor on the mayim she uses remove ketigna. He wants to pour hot water down so it'll clear out the drain. You know, he wants to pour. If you put down draino like that, so that's going to be no sukkal of God, right? But if you pour down this hot water, so it's going to be from a clearly shall pour it straight down. Yesh omer shel chatchila in roy lasos kein mechashah shel bishul bas bishul bas v'cholok. But he says, So Rabbi writes that it's mikardin, you can make on. Anyway, since today we have cleansers that are sharp and so on and so forth, stuff that you pour down, those cleansers, you know, will rot, ruin the flavors. So there's no problem. And so on. And sometimes it breaks it down, it destroys it, you know, the stuff to pour down a drain. Better to do it that way, pour down drain or something like that, rather than just hot water. Don't pour it on the side. Ulamikar din mutal aros rosal pesach yor, but pot kishedu, shiyasham shari ofal obasar. Only chicken, you more reason to make it. Anyway, kedarko, you know, you want to look and see the summarize the whole sugya. That's in Os Chav Dalet. In Os Chav Hey, he writes, Yesh nim na'im. Some people refrain. Milaros maim rosin toch pach ashpo. We told yesterday about the Rav's aunt who had the two garbage cans. Right? So some people don't pour down hot water into a garbage can. Ola toch ha'mishul shevakirish nosim no shar machal. Or some other receptacle that has food particles. Yesh loch lo shevakirish nom shari shuman v'shiori grina v'aydeh ira bosa v'niz bashu yachin. First of all, you don't know exactly what's in your drains. You don't know that it's even stuff there, okay? And it's not borer that it's gonna, you know, that water while it's going down is gonna cook it anyway. They have numerous, and maybe they also mention saying bishlach or bishul ebos mechalav, right? It's all that stuff that was already cooked, right? It says no bishlach or bishul, but he said, all right, anyway, he says, but amnam roy lazel shalosh bak shemen rosea. Shetignu bo basar, oil, which was used in a frying pan to fry up meat. Al chatichos pizza, ugvina shetok tacha apacha ashpa. You have whole, you know, the kids took three bites and threw it out, right? So there's pizza or other things like that in the garbage. So he brings up these concerns and he says, "Mikardin, it's not really a concern, but you want to be careful. It's a good thing to be careful." Yeah.
Does he specifically talk about a case where you know where you actually had a clog in your sink?
Well, that's the first case he talked about. But the second case was not talking about you know that. That's it. The second case is you don't know what's in your garbage can any minute. But if you know, yeah, pick that is. Don't pour the hot flesh thing directly on it. Yeah.
We end up discussing if you have a one sink at a.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later on. Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, most people have an insert. So it's a pretty simple shame, an insert, either for flesh or nothing. You know, there's a different insert. But again, it's hard to actually really trafe up a sink, to be honest. You know, because most of the time you have cleansers there, most of the time. And the way we have stuff today, people clean things. Well, I can't speak for every household, you know, but people, you know, clean stuff. And, you know, it's not the stuff. But we'll talk about it, yeah.
Does it matter that the whole pipes are actually gross? And it's like
that's also true. He doesn't mention that, but that's also true. The pipes themselves are full of gook. Yeah, so he only mentioned, I think maybe you have clean pipes with a new sink. I don't know, it's a good point. Yeah. Okay, and I just want to show you that so you know that I didn't make it up. It's there in the Yalpi. Okay. Well, let's go by. We're up to 27. He says Mikra din, but he suggests be careful about it. The Mikra din is not really a problem. But if you can do it with a cleanser and not with hot water, or he says don't pour, if you know you have a piece of pizza in the garbage, pour hot flaked oil directly on it, you shouldn't do that either.
But it'll sit there. You know, what if, let's say I'm lying around.
You don't know. You can,
let's say I'm cooking pasta, so I'm just holding it boiling water. I put it in the strainer into the sink, right? And then just all boiling water goes in the sink, but I have to be
chosen. He seems to think it has to be chosen. Okay? And your point that it's gook inside, and you don't know what's inside. You talk so in the footnote about, you know, Vishu Mosachar, when in a Dharmash Manuskat, you have no idea what's there. You know, so if you want to take a look, I think there's room to make it. Especially when we want to say, again, even there, when you strain the spaghetti, it's true maybe in a milk pot, but there's no actual milk in there now, right? It's just a one step removed for that also. Okay. So just I want to finish up this issue based on this Kesef Mishnah, and again, it's part of a general introduction. But today I want to touch upon a couple other things that are Nogea as fundamental rules, you know, which we'll have to keep in mind as we go through the dinim. So there is a Gemara. In Kufyud, it's a mission actually, the second mission on the page in Kufyud Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, there the Mechulin. There the Mishnah says as follows: Basar behema tahora, you have kosher meat, v'chalav behema tahora, and milk from a kosher animal, regular basar chalav. Asa levashel v'asa b'hanah. Okay, it's asa the cooking, it's asa b'hanah. Okay, but basar behema tahora, you have kosher meat. B'chalav behema tmeya, with non-kosher milk. What's non-kosher milk? Milk is from a non-kosher animal. Let's say horse milk or camel milk or something like that. All mammals produce milk. So, there are other, we have a din, a general din, that whatever is non-kosher, so whatever the byproduct is also non-kosher. Yotzim and aser, also yotzim and tummy, right? That which is the byproduct. So milk from a horse or milk from a camel. You can, I've seen you can get camel milk. They do produce camel milk. Supposedly it stays fresh. I don't know what it tastes like, but supposedly, a camel go a long way without drinking, so I think the milk also stays fresh longer. The fact that camels and horses and pigs never produce milk is why there's a din of Chol Yisrael, right? Chol Yisrael is not something that recently the Chassidim made up. You know, Chol Yisrael is because when you have milk, you have to know that it's not coming from a kosher animal. It just so happens, as you know, the United States of America, in order to call something milk without identifying anything further, the rule, the FDA, whatever supervises this type of stuff, it has to be from a cow. That's the rule. Otherwise, you can get goat's milk kosher. Not goat's milk kosher. Anyhow, goat's kosher. But any other type of milk other than cow's milk has to be labeled as such. So the assumption is, that's what Moshe writes in the Tshuva, I think it's a piece of Frank, has to like that, that at any time, the government, inspects these things, and no milk producer is going to throw in horse milk because it's not worth it to him to lose his license. So he's not going to do it. He doesn't care about what's kosher, what's non-kosher, but doesn't want to get caught, mixing other stuff in, because then he gets fined and he's out of business. So therefore, we can rely on that. That's the Mikra Din. You can rely on. You don't have to drink Chol Yisrael. Those people are more machmir and drink only Chol Yisrael. Some people are machmir Darei Sesame Tshuva, whatever. Okay, so that's because you want to be extra sure. Know that what's called Yisrael doesn't mean like people think, oh, the rabbi blesses the milk. Sorry. It just means that somebody's there to make sure that taka, this milk came only from kosher sources, kosher animal, cow. In the United States, that's what I've told people. I don't know that that's the rule in other countries. I'm interested, if you go to, I once went to Mexico with my wife on vacation. So I didn't want to drink the milk. I don't know what the rule is in Mexico. So I didn't drink. Maybe in Mexico they don't have such a rule. So if you go to other countries, I think in the EU, that is the rule, in Europe. Certainly if you go to the Far East, where they eat all kinds of things, So you have to check it out. They're Chol Yisrael, we make our din. Here in America, it's a chumrah, but we don't know. It's a word of caution. When you go to other places, you can't assume, I think, unless you can check it out, you speak to some of the kashrut, but they don't have those rules necessarily in place. But anyway, let's say I have kosher meat in the non-kosher milk. Or the other way around, b'sar behema tamei, it's non-kosher meat, in kosher milk. So there it says, muta levashel, and it's muta b'hanah. That's the Mishnah. Okay? Why is it muta levashel, muta b'hanah? So Rashi explained, 28, the ain't b'mishum b'asim chalo. Okay, you learn that, there's no b'asim chalo. Okay, because whatever they have a drasha from the pasuk, it has to be kosher meat and kosher milk. But of course, Rashi adds, uvachila mi'asar, you still can't eat that thing. Why? Because either the meat or the milk, whichever is the case, that thing you can't eat it because it's mishuvis and tomato. In other words, with non-kosher meat with kosher milk, so no bus or chala problem. But still also eat because it's not kosher meat. But the other way around, kosher meat with non-kosher milk, so there's no bus or chala problem. But still also eat because of the non-kosher milk. Okay, that's the mishnah. So the Gemara on Amud Beis, Kufi Gemara Beis, learns it out all from Pesukim. Okay, Amar Shmuel, Gedi l'Rabbo Sachelev. Okay, the word Gedi, Los Vashem Gedi, comes to include many other things. Gedi l'Rabbo Sachelev. Okay, because we know the pasuk appears numerous times. We've already learned Los Vashem Gedi Machalim Bo. So he has six things: l'Rabbo Sachelev, Gedi l'Rabbo Sachmeso. Okay. Now, what do you mean by the Rabbi Sachelev? So, Rashi, the second Rashi, 10:30, Kufi Gomez, the Rabbi Sachelev means, She'im Bishal Cholov Bechelev. I always said that's one of our Kodesh Baruch Hu's sense of humor, that Cholov Bechelev is spelled the same way, and if you look in the original song, there are the kudos. So, it's hard today, I have to figure out what the word Cholov Bechelev. But here it's clear. In Bishal Cholov, let's say I took Bishal Chelev Becholov, I took Chelev as animal fat, it's meat. Right, a meat with a chelev in it, and I cooked that in cholov. The achla ate it over mishum chelev. There's an issur in chelev and mishum basul cholov. That's gedi, a special pasuk. The rabbo is not chelev. That even though chelev is not kosher, but even though it comes from a kosher animal, the chelev is not kosher. You mix that with milk, so not only you violate issur chelev, you also violate issur basul cholov. That's what means the rabbo is a chelev. Okay. And the rabbi Sameso, next Rashi, Shem Bishul Basar Nevela B'cholav, Achla Ob Mishum Bas B'cholav, right? I mean, you violate the issue of eating Nevela, and you also violate the issue of Bas B'cholav. Rashi says, the Afal Gav, the Ba'alma ain't Isser Chala Isser. Maybe we've come across that concept before. We don't usually, once something's Usser, in Halacha, it can come more Usser. There's no such thing as more Usser. It's only either Usser or Mutter. If it's Usser, you make it, that's called Ein Isser Chalisser. Okay, I'm always simplifying it. It's also in your mamas. But for now, we'll take it like that. Ein Isser Chalisser. Once something's Usser, it's not subject to becoming Usser because of something else. Let's put it that way. Okay? So he says, V'kan Hare Kodmo Isser Chalav Isser Nevel Isser Bosser Cholav Usser Karov Rabino. Here, Usser Karov Rabino. Here, it was Chalav before you mixed it with the milk. Or it was Nevel before you mixed it with the milk. So I have a special, there's a custom here that we this is yes, how it is. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Gedi Lahotzi is Adam, Lahotzi is Ashilia, I'm sorry, that's a good one. The rabbi is Ashlil, the embryo or something inside. That's also Asher, the pregnant animal. Gedi Lahotzi is Adam, Lahotzi is Ashilia, the placenta, Gedi Lahotzi is Atmea. Okay, and Bachalev Mo, below Bachalev Zohar. There's no issue about Bachalev, but for some reason, male animal produces milk, which is not too often, but maybe it has some kind of hormonal imbalance or whatever it is to produce the milk. So then it would not be a basa cholav problem. B'cholav imo v'lo b'cholav shkuta. Let's say I shechted an animal, shechted a cow, and inside, we'll talk about this too, inside the cow there was some milk, and after shechted it, it was in the udder or whatever, so there's milk there. So that would not be subject to basa cholav deraisa because it can't be called cholav imo, it's dead already. Right? And cholav imo v'lo b'cholav tmei. Okay, so that's how we learn how these things. Yeah.
Yeah, just some background information. What's the difference between
the
embryo and
the
placenta?
So, I think the embryo is the forming of the fetus. Placenta is the sac, that it's in. I see. Okay? All right, anyway, good. So, all right, so that's the Gemara, which proves what we said in the Mishnah. It's a question, how does the Gemara learn so many things out of the same word? You know, because the Gemara actually has six different dinim, and they learn, so I understand three, because there's also Lashon Kedim HaChalev three times. All right, the Gemara deals with that problem, not our issue now. Okay.
Also, we use that in the Mishnah, but in the Kiva, and we use that to teach us visual and
yeah, it's used for other things, but that's the whole pasuk. Los Avasho. Here's on the word Gedi. Okay, think about we have drushes. We learn, you look it up. The Gemara discusses it, but there's from Los Avasho. Here's on the word Gedi. Okay, the other three are from Chalei Vimo. All right. Anyway. You read the Rashi. The Rambam paskins v'ilchus machalos asur parak tes alach gimel ein asur min haTorah ela b'sar behemat tahor b'chalav behemat tahor. Shneimar alos vashim v'chalav mo ugdi ukolav vlad hashor vlad hase. Even though gedi, you could argue, is only one species of animal. But gedi means when it's a vlad ashor, the vlad, the offspring of a cow, vlad aseh, vlad aes, because the word gedi is a more general term. Ad sheyifrot v'yomer gedi izim. Sometimes the Torah uses the term gedi izim. Then that's dafka goat. Like, for example, I mean, not that it matters, but when Rivka told Yaakov to go to shecht something for the father to bring this, you know, the wool to so that's a taka gedi izim. That was dafka goat. So the Rambam is telling us when it says gedi in general, it could mean the offspring of other kid. Like, that's the term that he was a kid, gedi. You know, chad gadol, it was one kid, right? So gedi is gadol. So anyhow, He used only this expression because, you know, that was more common somehow. Abu Bisar, the Rambam says, because that's what the Kohen used to do. Okay, anyway, Abu Bisar behema tahora, b'chalo behema tmeya. Okay, meat from a kosher animal and milk from a non-kosher animal, or the other reverse. Bisar behema tmeya, b'chalo behema tahora, mutar levashel, umateres b'hanayah. It's mutar vishul, and it's not subject to basar chol. Of course, ain chayv al chalos mishum basar chol. You're not chayv for eating it as basar chol. You're chayv for eating it as non-kosher meat or non-kosher milk. Yeah, but you're not chayv as basar chol. So here in our siman Beizayin Gimel, Mechaber writes, ain anoig al basar behema tor b'chol behema tor. Avo basar behema basar tor b'chol tmeya. Avo basar tmeya b'chol tor mutar mivishul anu. Good. That's a shulchan aruch. So the shach. And then we'll touch upon some other issues that are related. That's why I'm doing it. The Shach, it's in Gimel 33. The Shach says, if I quote a tour, okay, listen to what he says. Loshna tour, Abu Bisar Tahor B'chalav Behem Tmeya, O Bisar Tmeya B'chalav Tahora. And then he says, Ubsar Chaya V'Of. If it's a Chaya, not, you know, Chaya will translate as a non domesticated animal. There are some kosher non domesticated animals. Okay, listen to the Chumash, right? So, or more practical, it's Of, poultry. Any fowl, any chicken, turkey, whatever, okay, afil b'chol of Torah, even if it's a kosher chicken with milk, eino ela midrabanan. Okay, now that's, midrabanan? I mean, meat, b'sar tahor b'chol of behem tmeya, okay, or b'sar tmeya, he says, those things only us midrabanan. Okay, now, that's okay, he says, lechel, okay, it's we're talking about eating it, it's us midrabanan, because of basar chalav. Wait a minute, what's your question? How else do I want it? It's also the rice, because why? Right. It's not kosher meat, or it's not kosher milk.
Wasn't talking about
chayav. But he said, read the whole language where the shach was. Let's not tour. Avo basar tahor b'chalav b'hem etmeya. O basar tahor b'chalav tahora. O basar chayav of b'chalav tahora. Ein elam edrabanan. So it looks like it's the phrase "en al dabanan" is going on everything that came before, but some of the those again justify the truth. All he meant is to put commas in. So you're a mechaber, okay? But the way it looked at first, you know, it mentioned several things, and then it says at the end "en al dabanan." So it looks like it's going on everything. And the question is, what do you mean? It's with the right, so alts non kosher chicken or alts non kosher milk or whatever. But umuto bishuvanal chaser b'shiosef. Okay, but the Beis Yosef learned not what you were saying initially. Beis Yosef writes, Shaloshon, this is all on the Shach. You look it up in Beis Yosef too, but the Shach summarizes it. He says, because of Beis Yosef, Shaloshon she'en mechunu, the Mashach, Mashach Kosar rather, the Mashach Kosar enam of Rabbanan, lo motzi koi el lechai v'of b'chol of, chai v'of b'chol of Torah. O lebos v'tor b'chol of Tmeya, o vipcho, lo ashechon, shasrocha v'chilem, mishum bos v'chol of. Okay, but he says, because what do you mean it's only Drabbanan? It's not, it's Doraisa. And he says, and don't tell me they all, now you could answer, okay, that maybe Ataka, the Torah is being literal, and it's also Drabbanan, al Tzbosu B'cholav, on top of being also Doraisa, al Tzbosu, you know, non kosher chicken, or non kosher milk. So the Beis Yosef doesn't say that. He says, because Lo Ashkechon, first of all, we never find that they said that non-kosher meat with kosher milk, or non-kosher milk with kosher meat, is also Drabbanan. And second of all, there's no reason for them to have done it. Why? Shekvaro Osar Omer HaTorah. It's already Osar Daraisa. What would be the purpose of Drabbanan making a Gzera and say, oh, don't eat this, it's going to be Bas V'Chalav Drabbanan? It's Osar anyways. Right? That's the basis of saying. Osar Min HaTorah already. Mishum Basar Tameh HaChalav Tameh. And lechach, and that therefore the Beis Yosef fixed up the language, and he says, and he's right. He says v'yofek kimen. The Shach writes, and the Beis Yosef is right. Ella shabach hisigalot. The Bach said not so fast. Okay, He says, the Bach says not so fast. The Bach says, no, maybe the Torah really means it's Osir Drabbanon Alts Bosir Bechalov. Drabbanon. Yes, it's true. It's Osir Daraisa of Treif Meat. It's Osir Daraisa of Treif Milk or whatever, but it's. Or on top of that, it's also Osir Drabbanon as Bosir Bechalov Drabbanon. Labai Nafkamina. So Bach says, I'll tell you what. Shach, so, yeah, I put the Shach because he's quoting all things. Labai Nafkamina. Nafkamina in the Chaticha Nasif Nevela. So this is introducing a topic which we know to great length. Okay, Chaticha Nasa Nevela, sometimes read as Hanan, Chesnunun, or sometimes some call the scene in Taz, Chaticha Atzma Nasa Nevela, Hanan, Chesnunun, Chaticha. What does it mean? It means as follows. Okay, let's say I have a piece of meat, okay, and now some milk falls onto that piece of meat, okay, and there's not shishim, it's a small piece of meat, and enough milk falls in, and now it's going to make this basar chol. Okay, now this piece of meat, which has an absorbed flavor of challah, okay, falls into a big pot, which has tons of meat in it. Okay, a big pot, lots more meat. What do you need shishim against? Do you need shishim against the original droplet of milk that you might have in a big pot? But, or do you need shishim against now that whole piece? You follow the question? So, chaticha nasas nevela, I'm oversimplifying that, I'm paraphrasing now. Chaticha nasas nevela, or chaticha atzma nasas nevela means, once you have that mixture, the entire piece now becomes a chetza of nevela. Okay, nevela here is used loosely. It doesn't mean nevela. It means non-kosher. You know, today when we say non-kosher, it's treif. Right? The Yiddish, it's slang, we say it's treif. Right? It's not necessarily treif. I mean, you go, oh, this can is treif. I mean, it's not treif. Treif is a technical term, meaning something which has internal organ damage and won't live out the year. So it's not really shy to talk about treif for candy or for ice cream or something. But you know, colloquially, oh no, that's treif, right? I mean, no, that's how people talk. I mean, just like, you know, I mean, the word glot, a glot kosher, what does glot mean? Glot means smooth. It means that they check the lungs, it's mamish and no, not even a shemitz or a functional lung. Okay, that's good with the lungs. You can't really have a glot kosher fish, because fish don't have lungs. You can't really have a glot kosher sukkah. Okay, but the word glot has now come to mean, oh, super duper, you know, oh, this is a glot kosher. I mean, it's a technical term. But anyway, that's what it means when it says chaticha nasas nevela. It doesn't mean nevela in the literal, it means non kosher. So it says there are some Rishonim will hold that when do we have that chumrah, that chaticha nasas nevela, now you're going to have to measure shishim against the whole piece, not just against the original milk that fell in. That's a din by basar b'cholov, but not by shar tarobas. Let's say a piece of non-kosher food or non-kosher ingredient got mixed in. Some Rishonim hold, then they don't say chaticha nasas nevela. It'll be enough, when you have it in a big pot, it'll be enough to have shishim against the original piece of chazer shmatz or whatever fell in, right? The piece of chazer fat got in. Okay? You know what I'm saying? That's a machlokas Rishonim, which we'll talk at great length about. But that's, so some Rishonim are of the opinion that the chumra, quote unquote, chaticha nasas nevela is only din by basar chol. So says the Bach, oh, so that's what maybe the Torah is telling us. You're right, and a chanami, in terms of eating this item right now, there's nothing to add. We're talking about non-kosher meat that gets mixed with kosher milk. So it's already usur b'achila because it's non-kosher meat by itself, you went out the milk. So what do we gain by now saying that it's usur drabbanon al tfosu b'cholot? Says the Bach, maybe we gain the fact that at least on drabbanon level, chaticha nasa tevela will apply to it. Now some hold that the nasa tevela applies to all isur anyways. So it wouldn't change anything. But according to the Roshita, that's what the Shach is quoting from the Bach. He says, Nafkamina in chaticha nasa nevela. The Srila, the Eina Labo Asvacholot. Some hold that only applies to Asvacholot. And also, Chayni Ilinian chaticha rule is kavi. That's another din. Okay, there's a din. Usually, bittel works. Okay, bittel works to nullify a flavor. What bittel is, it nullifies the flavor. It's as if we eliminate it, it's blown out. But may not apply if the chaticha, which fell in, is what's called chaticha ruliskabe. It's a very fancy piece of meat. It's ruliskabe. You serve it, you know, you serve it to honor guests. You serve it at a banquet. Okay, this is a chush of a piece of steak. And it's true, it was non-kosher steak. It's a chush of a piece. The kula, the bittel, because what does bittel mean? What does bittel mean? It's like you nullify it, like it doesn't exist. Yeah, but you can't say this piece of steak, it costs, you know, $50 and a pound or whatever. You can't say it doesn't exist. You follow? So that's also a chum. So there too, the chaticha is kavi, the coin is only by Bosom Cholov and so on. So that's what he says. So that's what the Bach says to justify the tour. Yeah.
Does it
Do we know the
Makom
Acher, the
Torah
holds, that
had a so, no, we don't know for sure. We don't. Okay, in fact, the truth is, we'll see later, he probably doesn't. But the Bach gives that. Now, but the Shach rejects that. He says, Ophina's type Zion Aleph Zion. No, that's not true. It's a very creative suggestion of the Bach, but he says, he doesn't think it's true. Okay? He said, we never had, someone should have said it, we never found such a thing.
Who's
talking the Shach. The Shach quoted this novel interpretation of Bach, the judge. First, he quoted the Beis Yosef, said the Torah, there's a mistake. As Aaron said before, you have to put the comma in the right place. Okay, he didn't mean when he said the Rabban, he wasn't talking about Bisar Behema Tameya and Cholof Tahora, or Bisar Tahora and Cholof Tameya. That's also the Raisa, whatever it is. The milk's not kosher. The meat's not kosher. That's for sure. It's not kosher. You can't eat it for sure. The Raisa, you can't eat it. What he said is the Rabban, he means, was going along the last thing he said. Bisar, you know, you have to, again, you always have to know where you put the comma. Right? That's a big difference in English also, you have to know where to put the comma. Right, sometimes they put the comma in one place, it gives a completely different meaning. You know, it's many examples like that. My father was always teach English here in YU for 40 years. He was an English professor. So he always would talk freshman composition. So that was one of the things, you know, the comma, you have to know where to put the comma. It could change the meaning of a whole, could start a war, you know, because the comma was in the wrong place. Anyway, what was the example? Yeah, Let's Eat Grandma, that's a classic, right? Let's Eat Grandma. But, we're talking about punctuation here.
What? It's true to leave the panda.
Yeah, that's another one.
Eats,
comma, shoots, comma, and leaves. Shoots with a gun, right? That's what the word means. But the example it was assigned by the barbershop. It says, what are you thinking? What do you think? You get a haircut? What do you think? You get a haircut for free, right? So people, what do you think of this promotion? What do you think? What you want? Get a haircut for free. So you gotta wonder, what? Do you think you get a haircut for free? Right? Not for free, you gotta pay for it. Right, so punctuation makes a difference. Okay, anyway, so that's what the Beis Yosef, the Bach quote, the Shach, right? He quoted this Beis Yosef. Then he quotes the Bach, who justifies the Torah, not with the emendation of the commas. He said, no, he really meant it's possible to call on the Rabbana level. L'mayinav kamin, for chaticha nas, nevela for chaticha, or the Skabe, the Shach himself thinks it's not correct. Okay, he thinks it's not correct. Okay, so let's move Yisim Shubos, ho, chal, afil, and Rabbana. And no, there's no such thing, and we never found that they made something usher al tpasu chal drabbanon just for these purposes. It's not true. He said, there's no reason for them to say it. And then he says, begam ein tam klal shechem yasum shubos chal the bishlam basar of shayach shah. Why would they make such a gzera? That's what he says. Even if you want to say, why would they make such a gzera? Says the shah. By basar of they made a gzera. It makes sense to make a gzera. Why? Because bizarre oath, people will come if you eat chicken with milk. You'll come. You all go to chasen. You know, a lot of times, the main course is a piece of chicken with a piece of meat, right? I mean, we tend, even non-Jewish, we tend to view chicken as meat. We would call it like white meat, dark meat. They call it meat, right? So it can lead to a mix-up, right? But so therefore, they said it. They said you end up doing it. Okay. Why would they make such a gzera? Oh, if you have non-kosher meat with kosher milk, we're going to make gzera. The Rabbanan don't. Thomas only make gzera. It had to be because of a concern of something. What would they make this for? No one's going to eat it anyway. Nothing to gain by it. Okay, because you can't eat it anyway because it's non-kosher already. So they can make gzera. Oh, we don't want chaticha nas nevela to apply to it. We don't. Why? Well, there was no reason for such exists. That's the shot. Yeah. The what?
Marisayan.
Well, we'll talk at length about Marisayan, but. Okay, it's all right. But that's what the shot says. The Taz is a good point. Okay, maybe it looks okay. Yeah. The Taz is quite in Bayes. He quotes the Torah also. And Hiksha Beis Yosef, right? The same Kachal Beis Yosef. What do you mean only the Rabbanan? It's with the Raisa. The Lama Lulu Mizu Allah Yisuf Vosu Chalav Achil, it's already, and he writes Ubudrisha and Mem Vav Ches. You know Mem Vav Ches stands for? Mori Vachamim. My father, the Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. The Bach is a real circus with Rav and Cracker. In fact, you know, in Cracker was when Ramon was the Rav. Right? There's a shul there. The shul, I've been there a few times. And the Ramon shul, not big. I don't think it's much bigger than this room. Okay? But it's very, I mean, I remember when I was there the first time, it was very moving for me anyway. You know, to be in the Ramon shul, you know. I remember I'd been, before that, I'd been in the, we were in Lublin before we came to the Cracker. So Lublin, you have the Shiva of Meir Shapiro, which is the building still intact, Chachmei Lublin. And I gave a shiur in that base medrash, you know, something I said over Meir Shapiro. Okay, Meir Shapiro was a gonol, but so close it was my Rebbe, you know. And I came to Ramon, so like, Ramon, does a day go by when Ashkenazi like, doesn't read something in Ramon? I mean, it's like everything we don't take three steps out of the Ramon. It's like, you know, and here's Shulman right in the front, it says, by his seat, it says, Kach, it's engraved in the wall. Here's where the Ramon poured his heart out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was very cool. Anyway, behind the Ramon shul is a cemetery where Ramon himself was buried. And that cemetery behind the shul, the Bach's also buried in that cemetery. Other people also. Okay, so we'll see, there's other people buried. And the famous miser, the holy miser, Shaul Kabach's miser. You know the story, right? The guy who was, Shaul Kabach made it the whole story, but it's a true miser that a certain man. He was known as the miser of the town. He never gave stocker, people asked him. And then when he was nifter, nobody wanted to come to the funeral, nobody wanted to bazim and so on and so forth. Then that Friday, somebody came to the Rav of the community and said, I don't know, every Friday somebody left Shabbos food by my door because I have no food. And this Friday nobody did. And the other person came, another, if they realized he was Matan Besef, this man was provided, just died. So that's why the following Friday, a dozen people, all of a sudden, they know for Shabbos, he was a stocker, besesek, and they didn't want any credit for it. So, anyway, so then they made their bed, he's buried in that cemetery by the Ramon. Anyway, so, I mean, you know, people juice up the story, but fundamentally, it seems to be a true story.
Is he inside the cemetery or outside the cemetery?
No, he's inside, right?
Okay, the Kabbalah story is outside the cemetery. Right?
I think he's buried originally outside, they moved him in, no? I forgot it, I don't know. You know, the stories are embellished for, Shaul Kabach always to do it too. Maybe it makes the song a good song. But anyway, but the story fundamentally is a true story. Anyhow, Tos Yontif is also in that, the same cemetery. Tos Yontif, it's a Chosha cemetery to go to the Ramon. Okay, anyway, so how do I get to that? Oh, so Mark says, but the real circus, the Bach was the father of the Taz. So he says, but the Drisha, my father in law, they gave a teretz, and so on and so forth. Okay. All right, but he says he doesn't really think that's necessarily correct either. Okay, because if they were making such a gzera already, so they should have asked Bishon Ano also. Right? If such a gzera was on the books, okay, Haloshak, you know, he said then, Imkain Abakashar is going to be. He says, Imkain Gabba Bishon Oil and Lizer also. Okay, so anyway, so he also doesn't like, doesn't like that. But towards the end, what I want to get at, because this is all interesting, and introduce us to what concept, what's God do what we're talking about. So at the end, the Bach writes, Taz writes, the Basilis is correct, that the phrase, Drabbanon is a little koi elam, sar oaf, and so on and so forth. But what's interesting is, what comes out then is what? Is that it's mutter to cook, right? Not like, there's no issur, right? Both the shanat has an effect from different angles, but come out, there's no issur on a drabbanon level. A b'sar behema tameya with chalav tahora, or b'sar behema tameya with chalav tameya. There's no issur, not even drabbanon. There's no such issur. For bishul, you can't eat it because of its own inherent issur, right? But you can cook it. So it comes out that according to both the Shach and the Taz, it's mutter to cook basar tameya, mutter to cook these things because it's already osur. Okay. One second. Yeah. So this kind of fits in because. Well, one second. That's not true. It kind of fits into what we were saying because if we said that Bishol is all, why is it mutter to cook? Because if Bishol, where we were saying Bishol the way we expound on this kind of mission. If bishul of basur chol is usur only because it's a prelude to achila, well, here, since this item is not, you can't eat it anyway because it's non-kosher meat or it's non-kosher milk, so then it's never going to lead you to eat it. So therefore, that's why the bishul is mutter. You follow? In other words, both according to the Shach and Tal come out that it's mutter, and we can say that that's a shtickle raya to Har Yisod, that bishul is, in effect, like the way Rambam says, like Kesef Mishnah, bishul is, you know, the real issue is achil, even bishul. But it's only on something which is mutter b'achila. This item, which is also b'achila anyways, because it's not kosher meat, or it's not kosher milk, whichever it is, okay, it's not going to be subject to this sort of bishul, because you're not going to, you're never going to come to eat it. So there's no siyag, whichever interpretation of the basis you want. Either the first interpretation is, you know, it's a prelude, or the second interpretation is a siyag. There's no problem here. Because since you can't eat the piece of meat anyways, right, so then there's no problem with bishul. So the bishul we mutter. Okay? What?
Vela.
Well, the last day, I think. Yeah, so we'll have to talk about that separately. It should be the same thing, and that's taka also. So we'll have to talk about that. Okay, but that I'm just saying, according to this Shach and Taz, what comes out, you could say that that's the backdrop. Okay, that if bishul is only usher as a prelude to achila, okay, well, this item is already usher achila. Therefore, there's no chashash. That, okay, to the point that, yeah.
Yeah, meaning that point's like a cash.
Is what?
Meaning that's like a cash.
But then,
yeah. We'll see about it. That's really, okay. Now, but along these lines, Rav Avadya Yosef has an interesting tshuva. Okay, on this basis. Okay, just said we're going to bring down to Allah Lamaisa. Tshuva is Yabia Omer, Chelik Dalad, Chelik Yerdei, Simon Vod. Okay? Nish'alti me'odim Yerei Hashem. I was asked by, Yerei Shemai. Shemechusar Parnosa is Esman Mirjah. Like, I had trouble holding on to a job, even at a Parnosa, whatever. V'cha'ez nizdamel, I got a job, la'vod ki'tabach b'misadah shol goyim. Guy was a cook, a chef, whatever. He got a job in a goyish restaurant. And one of the things he has to do there is cook. Tavshilin shel basar behemah tamei. Now, they're not working with kosher meat, okay? But, they're going to cook. They're going to have to cook basar b'chol. Okay? Can he work there? Okay, he has to cook basar behemah tamei, or tamei, and treifus, and so on and so forth. Okay? That was the question was this. Can this guy work as a cook in a non-kosher restaurant?
Well, it's also the answer to the other Isser of being Kobayah here in Parnassah.
Right. So he tells me that's on the bottom of the table. But it owes out of him, huh?
And
yeah, and so he writes, you know, Tom Isser. So he said, so is there a problem? Okay. So he writes, in owes out of him, you know, Tom Isser Bishop Bosbachol, before the Kesav Mishnah, he quotes our Kesav Mishnah. And they're in two space, Perkav Achabes. Shall Osra Tor Bishul Boschol Elekidne Shall Yachol Yabel Achlo, right? And that's a simple reading. That the whole Isser Bishul Boschol is a prelude or leads you to eat Boschol. And he said that's what the Rambam says over there, he quotes the Rambam over there, and so on. Okay, and he quotes it in brackets, so the two is to look into, one of which we will see. Okay, but anyway, he writes, El de Rikol Mokol Gav Boschol of Nami. He quotes that Mishnah in Chulin that we just saw before, and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, okay, that it's Mutter Levash and Mutter Bahana, and he quotes the Rambam, he quotes Shulman with Paskin this way, okay. So he does mention that the Rambam and Maris Ayin, he does bring up Maris Ayin, which is not what I want to bring to now, okay. But anyway, he writes and he says why there's perhaps no Maris Ayin over here, we're not Choshu Maris Ayin over here. So he does deal with the Maris Ayin problem, which is not what I wanted to. Not what I wanted to go into now, okay. But then he writes, he quotes a Miri that mutol abashul tzor goyim boser chazir b'chol b'chatchila, okay. And he writes, it's about on the second page, about 3, 6, 9 lines so down, okay. Because of Miri, okay. He says, but he says the whole concern Venire, he says, the Hanatan, the Dafka, Sar Behematar, Bechala Behematar, the Chol Chad Bape Nafshe, sorry, the Lo Bedile in Shimine. He says, you see, when you have kosher meat and non-kosher milk, okay, I'm sorry, kosher meat or kosher milk, so each one independently, like we discussed this, right? And Bas Chol is a strange breed, right? It's two things which are 100% mutter separately, then put them together and something becomes usher. That's a bit unusual. Okay, but that's the Matthias, right? There's 100% kosher meat, glatt kosher meat, best hashkach in the world, chalav Yisrael, whatever, best hashkach in the world. You put them together, they suddenly become also. Yeah? So he says, there we have a concern, since people are used to eating it, okay, so you might come to eat it. Right? We have a concern, you may come to eat it. And he quotes the Rambam in Pesach, that's why the also, like we mentioned yesterday with the siyag of Bayor Bayamotze, right? That's why we have an issue of Bayor Bayamotze, because since you're used to eating chametz all year long, right, if you're going to have it around the house, you'll forget that it's Pesach. Right, you wake up one night, in the middle of the night, you want a snack, so you go downstairs. If you have some cookies in your cabinet, that are chametz stick, so you'll end up eating it. Right, you forgot that it's Pesach. It came down one night, you forgot that it was Pesach for a second. Now people get mixed up, especially in the middle of the night. If it's in the kitchen cabinet, you'll eat it. So you better get rid of it, right? Because you the lo bedilin is your kulo shata. Because the rest of the year, you eat these cookies. It's got a great extra, probably kosher cookies, right? So therefore he says, but here, where the piece of meat you're working with in this restaurant is non-kosher meat, so you're not going to come to eat it anyway. You don't have to worry about you have cooking it with bas v'chol, because there's no concern, isn't there? There's no chance you're going to eat it anyways, because you know it's a non-kosher piece of meat. It's not something you're used to eating all year long. So when you have kosher meat with kosher milk. Okay, yeah, so you better not play with it, but you better not cook it, because then you come to eat it. Because you're used to eating these items all year long. But when you're dealing with non-kosher meat, the guy knows he's working in a non-kosher restaurant. So he knows the meat. The non-kosher restaurants don't get kosher meat. Okay, it's much more expensive. So the meat's non-kosher meat. Okay, now again, Nevela, huh?
Yeah.
So the problem with Nevela, how is Nevela fit into this? Okay, let's assume it's, but we'll see. Okay, but anyway, that's what Rav Avadia says here. But there is an issue of bishul bas v'chol by besar nevela. He says l'shul arosta tar lechalak mehema tar gufa. Okay, but he writes at the end, avol bishul bas v'mehema tmei b'chol of the min acher ma'aso tolu v'dibedili in shemino. So, well, my point, I guess, is that what he's saying is that he's taking his kesef mishnah literally. He's saying the whole issue of bishul bas v'chol is only won't come to eat. If you are in a situation where you won't come to eat it, there's no issue of bishul. But I want to point out, for our purposes, you see that he took this Kesef Mishnah very, very literally, very seriously. Yeah.
That's
in the veil. We'll talk about that. I think it's with the veil, no?
I think it's about
name. I'll have to check. Okay, I have to look at the rest of the Tshuva now. Maybe bring to the rest. But what I want to bring this in here for now is the Kesef Mishnah. Because he built this whole heter on a kesef mishnah. I think he quotes that Jewish one. I'll check it.
I'm convinced that the rabbi in the shah didn't have that Jewish.
That's more than a reasonable possibility. The hatch was much more than that. Okay, well, we'll get back to that. One of the horror on this point, so we keep Eger. Okay, here's a background information. There's another mission of Hulun. I told you it's very important to see the sukkahs. That's why I keep going back to the horror. The mission of Hulun, Kuf Chazanah, says the following. We touched on this before. Tipas Cholov, Shanaf Lalachatiha. A drop of milk fell on a piece of meat. Now, what's the story? So the real answer is, im yesh bo menos en tam, does it impart flavor? Was it enough milk that it imparts flavor to me? So im yesh bo menos en tam, bo sachati. Oh, so that's the key. I did this droplet of milk, was it enough milk that it imparted flavor to the meat? So if so, then also. Okay, now, but when it fell into a pot and near as a kadeiri, stirred the pot, then, right, the drop of milk fell in, but he was stirring the pot. Okay, so then, then it's only usr if it is enough to give flavor to the entire pot. Because what happens when you're stirring it? You moved it around, right? That means you don't really stir it. Now Rashi says, 37, this is all cool, kuf ches amrah. He says, tikpas chalav shavah chaticha b'tocha gdera al achas min achaticha. It was a big pot of meat, but I don't know, it had a big pot of meat cooking to open. One of the kids was running by with a glass of milk or something like that, and he tripped, and some of the milk spritzed out, and it landed, lo and behold, in the middle of your pot. You have all these, you're making a stew or whatever, it's all, remember the pot full of meat. Okay? Now, obviously, scientifically, it landed on one piece. There's a little thing of milk that spritzed out and landed on one piece. Below Hagis Esakadera, you didn't, Hagis is stirring, like on Shabbos, right? Stirring the pot. You didn't stir the pot. Below Nechla Tam Hatipo, therefore the flavor of the milk impacted what? Only Osa Chaticha Bavala, just that one piece. So then you have to see, is no same tam. Is it, does it, was there enough milk to give flavor? So Osa Chatichoma, Shein Baskila, Levada, Shisha, and no same tam, either you have a goy taste it. Okay, or frankly, you rely on shisha, that's a chazal or kovea, that if the ratio is 60 to 1, then it's not going to give flavor. Okay, so you see if the Shetzer Rashi says, but he says, both chnomar she'en both so little vado shisha vado al tipa miyad ne'aseres sachaticha. Okay, then that chaticha becomes also right away. But, near a sakadera, important line in Rashi, near a sakadera, hegas bought miyad. Not that it landed on the meat, on that piece of milk, the milk landed on that piece of meat, and then you stirred the pot. Okay? It's gotta be that literally at the same moment, miyad immediately. So that, cause that way, the milk flavor never really had a chance to impact that one piece of meat. In other words, if you stirred the pot, and it's not, there's much more than shishim in the pot against that drop of milk, even that piece that landed on his butter. Even a piece of land. Why? Because the milk didn't impact that piece. You're stirring it, so it spread throughout the whole pot. So now, you have to determine whether it imparted flavor to the whole pot. That's probably more than 60 against the droplet of milk, right? Depends how much milk. I said droplet, a whole cupful's in it. It's going to be different. Right? Okay. So that's what's going on. You had to stir it right away. Okay? Kodem shekibla chaticha tam and atipo. There was no time even for the piece of meat on which the droplet of milk landed to absorb any flavor, because you stirred it immediately. Okay. And so what you, so that's the din of the Gemara. So Rama Paskin is way, Hilkos Machalos and Swords, Parakes Alafaches. My boss also, Nofel and Tocha Chalo, but Chalo and Tocha Bosa, Ispashi Moshir, Mishura Benos and Tam. That's always the thing. Can I give a flavor? Okay? Okay, it's Chaticha Shabos, and I'm like, there were Sacha Shabos. Obviously, he's only talking about where it lands in a pot, which is hot. Okay? You know, things, flavor is not imparted unless the item's hot. If in your fridge, a drop of milk spills onto a piece of salami, what do you have to do? Clean it off. Wash it off. That's it. Okay, because when it's hot. But we know hot food, the flavor absorbs. That's the nature of the heat, right? The heat causes it to absorb. Like we make a soup, whatever, the water gets the flavor of the soup. So here too, that's what happens. So what do you do? Toim hanochri esakadera. Find the guy to taste it. And you say, what does this taste like to you? He says, no, this tastes like a meat and milk tail. Oh, thank you. Well, then you know it's no good. He says, no, it tastes like a regular piece of meat. Really? You don't taste any milk tail? No, milk. Right, so then you know. And we'll see how that works with the guy. But anyway, and all right. Then into that, but more important for us now, Mamed Rama Murim b'shalom near sakadera b'tchil. That's what I'm talking about when you didn't stir the pot. Okay, avlim near b'tchil b'tzov. You kept stirring it. Osha kisa b'shas nafila. Or you didn't stir it. You covered it. Okay, what happened to cover it? Also, it's contained, so the flavor spreads. Right. So it's the same thing is accomplished by covering it. That's what we're talking about, kisa. Okay. Osha kisa. Okay, so then it's not nosin tam in the whole thing. A little bit of milk falls into a chicken soup or meat soup. But here's an interesting thing. What if a little piece of milk landed into the pot that we talked about before, but you don't know which piece it landed on? By the time you got there, you ran over and you saw it, there was no, you know, there were any, so I don't know which piece it landed on now. I saw, from the, I was in the other room, I saw my child slip and the milk spritzed out of his hand and landed right in the pot. I said, oh my goodness, that's glacier. So I run over, and by the time I look, I can't see which piece it landed on anymore. Okay, so the Rambam tells you, what do you do? Then nowhere is a kadera. So stir the pot. Stir the pot right away, because that way you'll be able to make it if there's shishim in the whole pot. Okay, then do it. And yesh b'kadera kula tam chalav, im yesh b'kadera kula tam chalav, if there's still a flavor of milk in the whole pot, then it's asur, in lav mutaris. Okay, and again he says that there's no goyda tasting, no shishim, and so on.
And
now, the problem with that is what?
Right.
Ein b'kadera kula. Okay, so to explain, there's no problem here of ein b'atnas ha'tchila, because you don't have an iser, you have a suffix. Okay, we don't know where it landed. Maybe it landed on a piece that by itself was enough. So what's that? No, so one second, but okay, correct, and that's why we would ask it, except. We don't apply the principle in Malin Sana Pila when there's a suffix. Okay? That's what comes out. The Rambam at the time, that's the Kesef Mishnah says. Okay, the Kesef Mishnah, that's Rambam, that's Allah Yud. Now he says, it only works if you do it right away. He says, Ain Kavanosa, on this 39, Ain Kavanosa Lova was there. Shem Ye Shos, Ptas, Achan Fila, Shinara Chaka, Kizelo Yo, Vadai, Allah Kavanosa Miyad, immediately, Kishiron and Fila Satipa, look at there. Okay? So he says, and then you can start everything in Kedera because you don't know where it landed. And he says at the end, what happened to Halo Ein Ranos of Hafila? So he said that that doesn't apply over here. Okay, as we said. So that's the thing that appears in Shulchan Aruch as well. It's in Tzadi Beis and Beis. Nofel Chalom Tokner Shom Basar, you taste it and so on and so forth. And if they can't taste it, then you rely on Shishim. And he says that basically saying it says the whole thing. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Okay, that's what he says. So it's interesting. The Rabbi Akiva Eger asks as follows: it's in Sadi Beis, it's in Beis 41. Yesh la'ayin. Yesh la'ayin. Amai shorei lasos kein. Why should we mutter to stir it? Ha'im lo ninayir yishoer atipa bosach aticha. By the near mile atipa b'chatim sacheres ha'im vashal bos b'cholok. Says in Kiveger, an interesting chab. By stirring it, what are you doing? It's with the pot hot. So forget it, what are you doing? There's a piece of milk left. And by stirring it, you're right? But you're now cooking, you know, you're contributing, huh? Because you're spreading this piece of milk down to all the other pieces of meat. It's possible. Well, I'm saying, so if it turns out that it's both, why are you allowed to do it? Why is I recommending you do it? When you, the act of doing it is what do you call it? The act of doing it is Masha Bas V'Cholo.
Okay? It's both of us. It cannot be Masha Bas V'Cholo.
One second. Yosef, what's your question?
If we already said
that
the inverse official official, then it's already on one piece. You get it cooked, so if you mix it around, it's already cooked. No?
Well, but again, the way that Kesef Mishnah says it only works if you do it miyad. Okay, if you do it miyad. And, you know, if you stir it right away. So now by stirring it, right now, it's Bishul Basar Chol. Before it was not Mevashal. I know, but it takes a moment, so to speak, for the milk to spread around. So let's say on the first piece or whatever that it hits. On the first piece that it hits. Eventually, it's not going to answer the whole pot. But
replacing things that Mitchell is talking
about. Yes, well, let's see. So the truth of the matter is, I mean, you're right. I think that's a teretz of Kiveger. That's a kasher Kiveger. Yes. Hold your thought. I think more or less that's a teretz, and that's why I bring this from Kiveger. He says, "Isn't Rashi Basu Chalav? Val Kolponim Belecha Shishim Elitim Kveila Dima BeEmes Yitam Bekula. You don't know that there's Shishim until afterwards, or especially you don't know what the guy is going to say." And the Oval Bishmachos Obatzchol, it's Arkiyah. That's the Kashu Kivegir, right? So I thought you could answer along the lines of what we're saying that that can be called Bishmachos Obatzchol. Because first of all, it's not Derech Bishma. But certainly according to our way, okay, if your whole Issa of Bishul is because you may come, is to create a Cheftza Obatzchol, okay, here by stirring it, what's your intention to do?
To
To get rid of it, to get rid of the milk, right? To get rid of it, to eliminate the flavor. Not to spread it around, not to, you're trying to eliminate the flavor. Okay, so maybe that wouldn't be a problem of Bishul as Mechala. Okay? The whole idea of Bishul is to give flavor. Here you're trying to eliminate the flavor. So that's how you can answer why it's okay. Of course, we keep eager to answer that. He could have figured that out too. So maybe, and this segues into the last thing I want to do, this segues into, maybe it's not so literal that we mean that Bamish is only to create, you know, the way, I mean, last 2 days we talked, a couple of days, we talked about the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is the Kesef Mishnah, we can't disregard, but, you know, instinctively, I'm not convinced. I mean, again, we saw Gedolei Torah, right? You say, Father, who took Bamish, Kesef Mishnah, literally. And it makes a lot of sense on one level, but on another level, to say that that's the only time. But before I get that, you understand what Kibbeger's kasha, right? Kibbeger's kasha is it's going to be Bishul Bas Mechala. You don't know the Shishu and so on, so how can you recommend stirring it as Bishul Bas Mechala? So I'm answering because you're not looking to create, but here the whole thing is to get rid of it. Right? Now the mere fact, Kibbeger is a kasha, it's a good kasha. I told you that story with the Tzarachim and Kibbeger, there's a story that somebody wrote a sefer. He's going to fan for all the tzarach ians of Kiva Eger in the Gilyon Hashas. Right, a sefer. He's going to give you a tarot. So the story, I don't know if it's a true story. You know, I never know if these stories are true. It came to the old Sapa Rosal Baruch that we told him. We all talk about. And we told him. So this person came to us. He fan for you. He wrote the sefer, and he said, "I'm able to answer all the questions except for three times." So the Rosh Hanabam looked at the Sefer, and he said, "I want to give you a shikach. It's clear that you were zochet to understand three of Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashas." Okay, again, I don't know if it's a true story, but the point is, Rabbi Kiva Eger is a kasha. There's not a push in the teretz. I mean, he thought of it too. I'm giving a teretz based on what he said, but vice versa, he didn't hold like that. He didn't hold about it. At the time of the Kesef Mishnah meant that the Mamish has to be only for the purpose of creating all this lundas, otherwise he would have given that answer. And that segues into the last thing I want to say, because it appears from Gemara's also, but it's not necessarily meant to be that literal. Okay, I mean, again, we saw Gemara, I don't want to take away, I don't want to Mamish reject everything we said. We saw Gemara's that implied that way, right? The relation between Bishachil, for example, the Shear, right? The Shear has to be Kazai, as opposed to one thing to do the other. There are Gemara's that indicate that there's, and certainly there is a relationship. What he could have, really the question is, bottom line, is how far do you take this Kesef Mishnah? And Ravadi Yosef took it pretty far. Okay, and that's true. And the Ravadi Yosef, astounding Bekias, I mean, it's not Shaykh, you know. So, you read through his Jewish, I mean, I don't forget about that he knew all this. I don't know, have you had the time to read everything he read? He quotes people you never heard of, or you barely heard him. In fact, forget that he knew it all. I mean, but then I don't have time to read all those Jewish, you know, that he quotes. I know, it's really unbelievable. And Mamish unbelievable. I met him once or twice, just casually. You know, I mean, at the place where he was, I should have seen him. I don't know. Anyway, so it reminds me another time of the story. It's just remarkable. But, all right. So, but he took it literally, so we're not going to dismiss that either. But there are other Gemaras that seem to indicate, you know, the other way. Okay, and that's the last thing I want to finish with this. I want to finish this today, so we have a few extra minutes. The Gemara Chul and Kufi Gimel and Beis. Going over to Kufi Dalman Al, 42. Itmar, Mevashel Chelev Becholov. They're saying two words, right? The Gemara looks the same. So, Gemara, Mevashel Chelev. Again, that's fat, that's meat. Right, meat, fat, and chalav. Rav Amar Rav Asi, chara maloka, v'chara ma'ena loka. So the Gemara says, "Lena b'halka miflagi." The man d'amar loka, because some isur chalav, it's a loka mishum bas v'chalav. Right? You cook the case, look, the case we went before. So you have chalav and chalav. So I cooked chalav in chalav. So chalav is meat fat. Right? So I cooked that in some chalav. So one man d'amar says loka, presumably for eating bas v'chalav. One says not. So the Gemara says it first. Man d'amar loka, because some isur chalav isur. Yeah, you look at two things. Number one, chalav, and number two, basuchal, because it's meat and milk. And ma'ad amar ein loka, because for ein isuchal, he says, no, you can't make something more osur. Right? It's osur, then you can't now make it osur out of something else. Then the Gemara says, look, the kula alma ein isuchal, everybody agrees, no, you can't make it more osur. But, achila de klumama lo pli de lo loki. Okay, everybody agrees, if you eat that piece of chalav, you mix chalav with chalav, and if you ate it, you only get one set of malchus, namely for the isur chalav. And the isur of chalav is not chal on the isur of chalav. So what's the other man d'amar mean? He's talking about bishul. Ki pliga bishul. Man d'amar loke, kosovar holds chad isuru. Okay, chad isuru. It's one isur. Because there's no iser of bishul on chalev. So therefore, the Madamo says you get malchus for cooking chalev and cholev. Means you get malchus as possible cholev. That's not iser chal iser. There was no original iser to cook chalev. There's an iser, original iser to eat chalev. There's no original iser to cook chalev. Yeah.
Is this a machlokas
of the Rambam or Sayyidu? Which Rambam? Going back to those. Will that matter? Well, maybe. I always say maybe. We're at the beginning, in the way of Pearl learned it. Let me see how that sounds like it could be. But in this Gemara, the point is that what comes out from this Gemara, let me just explain this in Gemara, right? At first, it says Rashi Chara Malokan Kuzar Achila. I would have thought that it's Achila. Okay, but it turns out that it's. So in other words, this, the point of the Mandamor says again, no one holds against Malchus Achilah. Because Enis Uchal Isser. Why would you get Malchus on Bishul? Because there was, that's not Enis Uchal Isser. There was no Isser to begin with on Bishul of Chilah. It's only once you cook to Uchalah. And the other Mandamor says, no, Bishul and Achilah are intertwined. And that's what you mean, right? Bishul and Achilah intertwined. And therefore, if there's no Malchus on the Achilah, no Malchus on the Bishul. Okay? So that's the... So the truth is, the Rambam holds. I mean, you may be right. I didn't think about it beside the Rambam in the Perek Tes Halacha Vav Hilchos Macholos Asuras, okay, 44, writes Avon Vashom Sar Meisa Ochelav Kerotzim Mecholav Loke Al Bishulav. So you do get Malchus on Bishul, but not on Achila Bishul Bas Mecholav. There's no Malchus on Achila Bas Mecholav because that's saying it's a Chalisim. But Bishul, you will get Malchus for cooking Chelav Mecholav because there was no Issa to begin with Bishul, and it's only on the Bas Mecholav. Shein isur bas mechalav chal al isur develo isur chelav for eating it. Okay, now one could argue that if bishul is only a prelude to achila, okay, why would you get malchus of bishul? This bishul is not going to bring you to eat it. Why? Because it's chelav, right? This bishul of chelav and chalav together, like in Rav Yosef's Tshuva, right? The guy's working in a great non-kosher restaurant. This bishul, this active bishul of chalev and cholam, is not going to bring you to eat that piece of meat because it's chalev.
The other one says you're not going to get malchus.
Right, but I'm saying even more. But the way the Rambam paskins, you know, you get malchus for bishul, but Akash says why? Why should you get malchus on bishul? Right? If bishul indeed, if we're taking it so literally that bishul is only a problem when it's, you know, it's a hachana or a prelude to achila, so there's not a prelude to achila. You follow? So therefore, and this is the Rambam talking. Let's remember the Kesef Mishnah. You know, it wouldn't be a kasha if the Kesef Mishnah was talking in his own name, but he's trying to explain the Rambam there in Hilchos Tumas Meis, right? Again, it's an open question here, why the Rambam bring it up only, why the Kesef Mishnah have this whole discussion only in Hilchos Tumas Meis and not in Machos or sort of. I don't know. But anyway, yeah.
Is this really a harder question than the Bela?
No, but this is an open Gemara, that's all.
Is it not an open Gemara that...
Yeah, right, okay. It's a similar question, really, but I don't know if the Gemara spells out the same way in terms of, I have to look, in terms of Bishul and Yachil, it's separate together. Okay, now it's not my idea, okay? We're two years of Frank, in a Tshuva Har Tzvi, Chelek Ernesim and Ayin Tes. Okay, we're two years of Frank, was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. Have you ever seen Mikroi Kodesh on Yom Ha'ol Yom Tov? I mean, he has every Chakira. You know, it's a great sefer for rabbis to give Shura, okay, because he has volumes on Yom Narayim, Pesach, Sukkish, Yantav, as a Shabbos that came out not long ago, Purim, Hanukkah, you know, he has all the Chakiras, you know. So, and he has Tshuvas called Har Tzvi. So he in the Chelika Yoredes, and Ayin Tes, he also writes, he quotes the Ram, he quotes this, he sowed the Kesef Mishnah. Ubikar, so he said, I have a problem with it, okay? And he says, yeah, Halacha, Shepotzik Ram, Shalom, Kol Bishulo, Hare Shalom, Tola Yisru Bishul, Yisru Achila. If you have time, read to the Tshuva, that's what he said at the end. Hare Shalom, Tola Yisru Bishul, Yisru Achila. And before the Hartz, the Beis Yitzchak, nothing to do with our Beis Yitzchak, Miramoyu, the Chuvah's Beis Yitzchak, Ritzak Shmelkes was his name. In the 1800s, late 1800s, he was, he has a lot of Chuvah's, or some of the famous statements, not a lot of Chuvah's, but some of the famous statements of electricity. Come from his Chuvah's, you know, can you use electricity for Hanukkah candles? No, anyway, so the Chuvah's Beis Yitzchak, Yerodei Chelek Beis Yitzchak, Kuf Mem Ches. Oh, so I'm glad you say referred to that early Jew. He says, "Da da kesef mishik parakala mechus tumas meis alav meis." He quotes this in some mitzorach iladvaro from this Gemara. right? He is saying kasha. B'tzorach l'dvar, b'hod amirim, b'chum kufin gimel beis. So these are chorim, it's not my, and I don't know, because that chorim pointed out that they formulated it. Okay? So therefore, according to the case, you know, why would you get malchus? This Yisur Bishul, if Yisur Bishul is just, you know, for Yisur, just a chila, it's not. Okay, because why would you get malchus here? So that's all, the achronim are sensitive to this problem. Which leads me to believe, at least instinctively, that the case of Mishnah, we don't want to go overboard. I mean, it answers some problems, it gives them, but not, that means only if, you know, only if. The other issue that the Beis Yitzchak brings up, and some Sofer and Tshuva also, in Chelek Ardeis and Reish Nun Dalet 27, brings up, also is the issue of, you know, Darshin and Tana the Crow, which you touched upon a little bit, which I said, the question is, can you, can you determine the halachic parameters of mitzvah based on the rationale behind it? That's really the question of the Shin Tam and the Crow. Okay, he says, and here you want to be makel, quote unquote, okay, to allow Bishul. Okay, that's what Rabbi is saying. You want to be makel to allow Bishul because time of the Crow. The reason it says lo savashal gavi as opposed to lo sochal is because it wants to teach that even Bishul is also, but certainly Achilah is also. All that, Darshin and Tam Likor, that's going to lead you to a Kula. The sister says, no, I'm not convinced of that. You can say Darshin and Tam Likor, the Kula. Okay? So he says, not so convinced that, you know, that's what it means. The Chassam Sofer, also not true, also brings Lo Dorin and the Chelek Eredes and Rashi Dal 47. Lo Dorish Tam Likor, the Hakel. Okay? Uposhto, all Nechos, the Tam Likor, okay, that we can. He talks about, again, another thing he mentions Sefer Torah, right? And we know the Din. I mentioned yesterday, right, that according to the Torah, I want us to write a Sefer Torah. We have the Rosh, the Beis Yosef quotes, and so on and so forth, that the whole idea was to learn and so on. So there we are saying it, Lekula, because we're exempting people from having to write a Sefer Torah. Okay, so that's a discussion a little bit, and that's true with some. So on the other hand, there it's different because the Torah itself gives you the reason. There might be a difference with Hashem and Time of the Crow, when the Torah itself gives you the reason, as opposed to if we figure out the reason. It's not so obvious, we figure it out, maybe the distinction. Okay, just so you know, coming up to Sukkot, you know, there's the Bach quotes that you have to, since the Torah says by Sukkot's Teshu, L'man Yehdi B'Maseichem, you have to have in mind, you sit in the Sukkot, at least the first night, when it's a mitzvah, you have to, and I always remind my family, Rabbi Kiddush, okay, having, so L'man Yehdi B'Maseichem, you have to know why we're sitting in the Sukkot. And the Orch HaNeir, the Bikur Yaakov, is his commentary on the Sukkot, and it was little. So in the Shomara, the Shomara quotes all the time in these halachas. He says he thinks it's likuba. That's a riachidish. You're not going to be able to into a sukkah if you didn't have it in mind. But there, the Torah itself gives you the reason. Anyway, so that's in the Chassam Sofer. But again, So the truth is, we can answer the question, and we can say that the reason why. Once we say this, we can say that the reason why the Rambam says you do get malchus. That was a kasha, right? There was a kasha against the Beis Yosef. How can the Beis Yosef say? But the only reason there's a problem of a bishul going to lead to achila. So why does the Rambam say get malchus for cholam and chela? If a bishul cholam and chela, okay, why would you get malchus? It's not going to lead you to achila. Okay, so it could be that the Rambam passes to get malchus over there, okay, even though it's takenat l'tzorach achila, because we're not going to pass get ein darshan time of the kol. I'm sorry, ein darshan time of the kol ahakel. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So you could use that to answer, and we can leave the Kesef Mishnah intact. There are three, the Beis Yitzchak thought, it's a kasha against the Rambam. I'm sorry, it's a kasha against the Kesef Mishnah. If the Kesef Mishnah were right, that there's only this of Bishul when it's going to lead to Achila, so why would the Rambam say that this Malchus by Bishul of Chela and Chola is not going to lead to Achila because we're talking about Chela, which is also, anyways, that was a bomb kasha, right? So you could say, yeah, in a Chalami, but we're not going to be darshan in the time of the Kroah, Lahaka. That's a good answer. Or, and with this we'll finish up, perhaps you could answer differently as well. You could answer, and in Hanami, okay, the Kesef Mishnah is right. The Isser, but there's a difference, we're talking about Malchus or just as an Isser. Okay, maybe, you're not loke, okay, on Bishul, okay, but you could still be Usser. It could still, does that make sense? Okay. Mm-hmm. Huh?
So when we say Enosh Chalas or Rolde Chadiyonish?
Like
Chatzi Shir. Yeah, but I don't want to talk about Chatzi Shir. One second. Even according to the Kesef Mishnah. No, maybe the Kesef Mishnah agrees that Bishul is only a problem. It's going to lead to Achila. Okay. meaning you wouldn't get malchus for the bishul. But there'll still be the iser. It won't work for this Rambam, right?
I believe we've seen other people be machalic between
malchus and
malchus.
Yeah.
But like, where did this
new
come from?
Yeah, I mean, you have to apply all those reasons. Well, it's all, they only meant it in this case. It'll come out. Those are categorized exceptions. So I don't know. I was just trying to think that maybe the Cliffs of Mission would agree that he says there's no Malchus. There is no Malchus. At the end, I'd have to think about that further. The last part of comes in the game is just we do see that there are. Sometimes it could be something that's usher, but there's no malchus. You know, the case of Yavam and Salam Beis Manalef is two brothers married two sisters. So the wife in each case to the other one is Eishasach, and also Achosisha. Right, she's the wife of my brother, and she's the sister of my wife. I know they're not, it's not unheard of. Two brothers married two sisters. I know a couple of cases like that actually. The two brothers married two sisters. It's not common, but anyway, so the two brothers married two sisters, so it's Eishasach, it's also Achos Kisha. It appears from the Gemara in the Romans, that's the last source of one and Beis. Romans says, Malan okay, so Shtayim, you have relations, but you only Chayim, it's one, but it's two different Surah. And Rosh Hashanah, my Nafkamina, where you're buried in the cemetery. Okay, in those days they didn't bury people, those also talked about, they didn't bury people, Rishonim were buried somewhere else, back to Isaac. Okay, the Rishonim were buried outside or somewhere else, but you know that there's a hierarchy in the Mizbezin, right? So I don't want to be buried with that guy, he Amish was a bull neither, whatever, I stole somebody, you know what I mean? So that's an afkamina, the cover bearer showing the more if you did one aver or two averes and so on and so forth. Okay, so there are afkamina. Sometimes you can violate two yisurim and only get malchus once. All right, we'll stop maybe about all these last things at the very end. Next time. So the question will have to be. We'll stop over here. Okay, I'm good. You're so late. I'm sorry.